Now, today's No Sweat News is where we're at, fellas.
Okay.
And it's cool because Greta Van Fleet tickets will be coming your way on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning.
Big, big prize right there.
Okay.
Now, Dateline England for story number one.
Cheerio.
A super effective sales technique?
Yeah.
Or some kind of international humiliation?
Okay.
You decide. Woman by the first name of Julie in England was recently trying to sell some furniture, you know, online, Craigslist type thing.
Sure.
It was an armoire setup with a closet over here, closet over here, and then a little desk for doing your makeup on in between them.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
Classy.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, it was a makeup desk because it had a little mirror on it.
Oh, nice.
Well, it was a little itty-bitty mirror, and once she posted it out on Craigslist for people to offer, they said, excuse me, Julie, but, you know, we can see your naked torso in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because she took the photo for her ad while she was getting dressed that day.
Okay, then.
And,
Okay, then.
Now it's gone viral.
And I'm sure the price tag is up to $1 million.
She is quite well endowed.
Ooh. Oh! She is, isn't she?
I'll forward you the link, Dave. I'll forward you the link. Dateline Pennsylvania for story number two, where 24-year-old Jesse Vaughn Lawson was wanted by the law, and police on a lark or a hunch stopped by Jesse's girlfriend's apartment to try and find him. Right. And she said, no, I haven't seen him in about a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm-mm. Don't tell me she's lying, because that's illegal.
Jesse's girlfriend's 4-year-old knows how to play hide and seek.
He's over here.
And when she heard that, she said, but Mommy, he's over in the electrical closet.
Oh, come on.
Man.
Don't mess with a 4-year-old when it comes to hide and seek.
Someone shut that kid up.
Guess who was found in the electrical closet?
I'm going to say Jesse.
There you go.
Wow.
And Dateline the Dairy Aisle for our third story for today. You know, our nation celebrated National Dairy Month this past summer, and it's left us with this interesting nugget.
What?
A surprising amount of Americans think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
No way.
Wait a second. You're saying it doesn't come from brown cows?
Well, apparently Dave.
Because I actually love chocolate milk.
I love
chocolate
milk, too.
What are you talking about? All I know is when my mom rings the dinner, the lunch bell, I go up. There's a PB&J. A nice chocolate milk. Yes, I'm 40.
Yeah,
discussing this.
You need to move out of your parents' basement.
I'm working on it.
According to a survey done by the dairy industry, a full 7% of American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
You got to be kidding me.
7%. Not only that, not only did 7% think that chocolate milk came from brown cows, but 48% of people in the survey aren't sure where chocolate milk actually does come from. So
these people like think that they're stuck in the Wonka and, factory for crying out loud.
Normally,
where does that golden egg come from, Daddy? I want a golden goose, Daddy.
Augustus, paging Augustus.
No.
Now, normally I would give the answer on the air, but if you've made it to this point in your life and you are amongst the 7% who think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows,
keep going.
I'm just going to leave you be.
Yeah, I mean, just keep going. As they say, ignorance is bliss.
Yep.
So there it is.
That
7%
is today's No Sweat News. We'll see you for Greta Van Fleet tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.